Do you know what is rightfully yours? Peace is rightfully yours. Rightfully. Tranquility is rightfully yours. Truth is rightfully yours. Light is rightfully yours. Rightfully. Rightfully belongs to you. Rightfully. You are the heir. But you must fight for it.
Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple message that each person has a source of peace and fulfillment inside themselves. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. If you are looking for fulfillment and peace, he says, the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help.
So, I understand it's been 13 years since I've been to Chile, but this is what I said, I'm here. Been a lot of events happening. It all seems to go by very fast. Started off with some events. I think one was in America, and then there was some events that happened in India. And then I came and did some events in Europe, and then did some more events in North America, and I'm here doing events in South America. So what have I been saying to people? Because for me, what needs to be talked about is always the same. This life, this existence, our being here, and fully understanding, realizing what this opportunity is, and taking full advantage of it. Because all too quickly, all this will evaporate. And when it does, there's nothing you can do about it. See, right now you can do something. You can do something about every day. You can do something about every hour. You can do something. But when it evaporates, then you cannot do anything. So, same message, and I put it different ways. Because my hope is that today that you are here, you took the day off to be here, and that something will make sense to you. And when it does, it'll change your life. Because the whole objective, in my opinion, is to be fulfilled. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to put the same message in the context of the battles and the war. Now you, first of all, have to understand what is a battle and what is a war. A war may have many battles in it. And you can win some, and you can lose some. And winning of the battles and losing of the battles does not make you the victor, nor does it make you the loser. But losing the war will make you a loser, and winning the war will make you a victor. So in this existence, there's going to be, in your life, there's going to be many battles. But there's only going to be one war. And you are obsessed. I don't know why, but as human beings, we are obsessed with winning the battles. And we are so obsessed with winning the battles that we forget everything about the war. What is the objective? What is the final war? The final war, my friends, is to be content. That's the war. The battles you fight are your formulas of how you can be content. I have to have this in my life. I want this in my life. It has to be this way in my life. This person should be this way. This person should be this way. This person should be this way. I want that to be there. I want that to be there. I want this to be this way. I want this person to talk to me like this. I mean, all of these are battles. They are. And you are obsessed with them. You have an obsession, almost to the point of strange. Because you want to win the battle, win the battle, win the battle, win the battle, win the battle. And I'm here to tell you, don't care about the battles. If you win a few, good. If you lose a few, fine. Don't even think twice. How many of you have witnessed? Somebody said something wrong to somebody, and that somebody got very upset. And that could be mother, father, husband, wife, daughter, mother, son, mother, son, father, right? And they're not talking to each other, and they are mad with each other, and they're upset with each other, and you are obsessed to make it right. And when you obsess with the battles, you lose track of winning the war. Every day of your life, every day of your life, you have to understand that you must win the war. Nothing in this world ultimately should be able to take away your serenity. Nobody should be able to take away your clarity. Nobody should be able to take away your peace. Nobody should be able to take away your understanding. Nobody should be able to take away your joy. Regardless of what happens, then you are the victor. Then you have won the war. And to have won a few battles does not make you a victor. The war still goes on. You are the warrior. Do you know that? Do you know you are a warrior? And do you know you have to fight? You have to. Because you have to claim what is rightfully yours. Do you know what is rightfully yours? Peace is rightfully yours. Rightfully. Tranquility is rightfully yours. Truth is rightfully yours. Light is rightfully yours. Rightfully. Rightfully belongs to you. Rightfully. You are the heir. But you must fight for it. People come to me, oh, but what about this? And what about this? And what about this? If you don't like the way the battle is going, have patience. It'll turn around. If you seem like you're winning, have some patience. You will lose. And if you are losing, have some patience. You will win. That's the battles. This is one life. This is one life. And this life needs to be built not like a castle made by sand on the edge of the ocean. I will ask you one question. How many things do you believe in? And how many things you know? I don't want you to answer it verbally. Just answer it to yourself. How many things you believe in and how many things you know? You actually believe in a tremendous amount of things that have never been proven to you. But you believe in them. And somewhere in your life, believing became just as good as knowing. Excuse me. There is a fundamental difference in believing and knowing. Once you know, you don't have to believe. But if you don't know, then that's all you've got is belief. So, do you construct your strategy in things you believe? Or do you construct your strategy from things you know? Because if your strategies are based on things you believe, only believe, and do not know, you have very weak strategy. you are no warrior. You forgot your sword. Your protection is upside down. You're starting to use your shield as a begging bowl. That's what happens in this world. That's what happens. People believe. Not no. People believe. People believe. People believe. People believe. In your life, your existence, you cannot be shy about winning this war. You cannot be distracted from winning this war. Are you distracted? Are you? Do you not do all you do? Do you not do all you do to be ultimately happy? The job you do? Wasn't that what you believed? Didn't know, but believed in? You would have a job, you would have your promotion, you would make a lot of money, then you would retire, and more successful you would be, the more happier you would be. Why does it seem so strange that on one level, this is what is being fed to everybody, and on the other level, those people who are the most successful don't seem to be very happy? And you can see it on their face. How do you measure the success? What is success to you? Is the formula or the measurement that you have for success based on beliefs or knowing? Answer that question to yourself. You'll be shocked. Because it's actually based on beliefs, not knowing. People told you things, and you wanted to believe them. Those who have talked about that energy, they say that that is everywhere. Everywhere. In your heart, on this earth, in the heavens, that there is no place where that isn't. It's the only thing in this whole universe that doesn't have a birthday. By Einstein's definition, cannot be created and cannot be destroyed. But do you know who came up with exactly the same explanation before Einstein? Guru Nanak. Exactly what he says. Was, is, will be. There was never a time it wasn't. And of course, here now, and of course, will be forever. Do you know that that same beauty resides in your heart today? Today. And if you realize the power of that, that exists in your life, there's a word used, almighty. I think it's absolutely the wrong word. This is beyond almighty. It is the mightiest of all mights in this world. And then that resides in your heart. Are you afraid to fight? With one such as that backing you up? You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. Fight. Because what you're fighting for is your right, and I will repeat again, is your right to be in peace. That's what you're fighting for. Your birthright. Your birthright to be in peace, to be in joy. To be content, to be in clarity. That's your birthright. It is the birthright of every single human being on the face of this earth, regardless of who they are. What language they speak, what nationality they are, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And all you, to you, all I am saying is, you, if you want, you can accept my help, because this is what I'm offering to win the war. That's all. Not for anything else. Not for anything else. Don't ask me for advice of which car to buy. Even though I could give it, I'm not going to give it. Just one thing. This is what I can do. It's to help you win the war, not the battles, the war. And that's it. That's it. That's it. So, it's very beautiful because today came and you were waiting for today. And there will be another today. Another today, and another today, and another today. And don't let these todays be monotonous. Because you've been waiting. When you look at your age, you go, oh, I'm 40, I am 30, I am 50, I am 60. I am 70, I am 80. If you are 40, you waited for today for 40 years. So the value of today should be exceedingly high. Yet to wait so long. Look at it differently. Don't look at it like now everything is over. No. I am getting, if you're 60, you're getting the day you had to wait 60 years for. And if you're 30, you're going to have to wait 30 more to get that day. Now the woman liked that idea. So now I know. Nobody wants to give away their age anymore when you get too old. There's no too old. It's no too young. Since you don't know when you're going to go from this earth, it's irrelevant. Do 15-year-olds go? Of course. 10? Yep. 2 days? Yes. Not much time. So the value of today. Understand that value. Nobody will tell you this. They will say it in other ways, but nobody will really tell you today. You have been waiting for today for a very, very long time. And it's here. And it is here. So that's what you were wishing for. Is your wish come true? Your wish comes true. Yeah. But you don't think like that. You get up in the morning, you think about, now I have to do this, now I have to do this, now I have to do this. No, your wish came true. You're alive today. Your wish came true. Your wish. So, thank you very much for coming, and hope you have a good time. Win the war. Win the war.